Hachette Audio presents Inheritance, an autobiography of whiteness. Written by Baynard Woods. Read by Will Collier. Author's note written and read by Baynard Woods.
To TW, CW, DK, IW, and SW, for the future. Author's note. More than 200 million Americans carry whiteness around with us all the time. It defines our mothers and our fathers and so many of the people we love. And yet, we don't understand our whiteness at all. Just as our skin is the place where our body intersects with the world, our whiteness is where our experience of the world is shaped by power. Because it defines us, we cannot see our own whiteness and how it lies at the root of so many of the seemingly novel problems we've witnessed in recent years. And this is why it is so dangerous. Even when we're shocked by the racist demagoguery of Trump or the Nazi flags in Charlottesville, we tell ourselves that it's not about us. And since whiteness is the lens through which we see the world, we believe that lie. This book is an attempt to see my own whiteness. It might strike people of color strangely that the force of whiteness remains so obscure to us white people. This lack of self-knowledge is why we have offloaded the labor of thinking about whiteness to black writers. We lean on them and it allows us to see whiteness as something external, and so we continue to feel safe in the invisibility of our personal whiteness. In the first draft of this book, I tried to do a version of this external story to outline my whiteness as social history without really putting my own skin in the game. It felt safe that way because the idea of structural racism protects me from thinking about myself or my family as racist. It's useful, but it can also give us an excuse not to examine our own lives. As a reporter, I covered the first Tea Party rally, the Baltimore uprising, the massacre of 9 black churchgoers in Charleston, the Trump regime, the alt-right, and the racist rally at Charlottesville. And I imagine that by investigating these moments and interrogating the totalitarian history of my home state, South Carolina, I could draw an outline of whiteness without involving myself too much. It was an unconscious move. It was how whiteness works. My editor noticed the distance immediately.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?